When's that federal COVID money ready to use? I'm David Brancaccio. Increasing COVID relief payments from $600 to $2,000 per person, as favored by Democrats in the House and President Trump, is currently in limbo in the Republican-controlled Senate. As for the $600 payments, Marketplace's Nova Safo is tracking those.
David, the Treasury Department says the $600 checks are starting to roll out. In fact, some people might have gotten direct deposit payments in their bank accounts as early as yesterday night. Now, those deposits will continue into next week until all Americans who are entitled to the stimulus money receive it. Paper checks, for those who don't have direct deposits set up with the IRS, those are to start going out later today.
What happens if somehow the Senate were to go along with the House's $2,000 figure?
Well, if that happens, the Treasury Department says it'll send out top-up payments. So if you get $600 now, you'll get another $1,400 later. Now, not everyone gets the full amount. Eligibility is based on your adjusted gross income on your 2019 taxes, up to $75,000 for individuals and $150,000 for couples. Anyone above that threshold, the checks start to get smaller, David.
All right. And odds that people get the $2,000?
Right. That's the $464 billion question. That's what it would cost in total. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did block a vote on that yesterday, and there are now just 5 days left in the current legislative session.
Gotcha, Nova. Thanks. This week marks 50 years since President Nixon signed the law that created OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. That's taken on new significance with pandemic, even as its resources have been reduced. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
OSHA oversees about 8 million workplaces in the U.S., and it's always been a lean operation, according to Deborah Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project.
It would take OSHA, even in the best of times, 140, 150 years to get into every workplace just once.
But during the Trump administration, she says,
they were just not replacing inspectors as inspectors retired, so that the number of inspectors fell to an all-time low.
Inspections act as a strong deterrent, according to research from Matt Johnson at Duke University.
We found that on average, one inspection averted about 9% serious injuries over the next couple of years.
He also found publicizing major workplace health and safety violations with press releases significantly improved compliance by other companies located in the same region. President-elect Joe Biden has called for doubling the number of OSHA inspectors. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
The S&P 500 is up 15% year-to-date, with the new year looming. The S&P future is up 0.3% now. There's new published research on ways to identify older people who are especially vulnerable to financial abuse, even if they're otherwise cognitively fine. Some call it age-related financial vulnerability. One approach is finding the right questions to ask. Peter Lichtenberg is director of the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University. Good to have you back on.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Figuring out what a person's net worth is, how much do they have, that doesn't really tell us how vulnerable they may be feeling. That's what your research is showing.
That's absolutely correct. It really is more impacted by their relationship with others around finances. We're seeing a lot of relationship strain as people get older due to finances. And also just their psychological vulnerability around finances, anxiety, depression, memory problems. You know, financial health is a one part of health, along with physical, mental, and functional health. That led into our second study, in which we found that this financial exploitation survey really can help identify who's at risk. And we now have this 17-item survey and put it on our website so that older adults can do a self-assessment for their risk for exploitation. And what can they do about it? What are some next steps that might help them? And what are some resources that they might look into?
Now, it's one thing to figure out who's especially vulnerable and want to try to intervene or help. Is there a way maybe to teach people, I don't know, like fraud resistance classes or seminars? Would that work?
I think there's some evidence showing that it is working. It has to be continually updated because the frauds change, but there are definite strategies, you know, get some caller IDs, don't answer the phone, don't get into extended conversations with people that you don't know. You know, the more these ideas get out, the better it is. However, it's a kaleidoscope of changing frauds and schemes, and so people have to be on their guard beyond the specifics.
Now, we have been covering this subject well before the pandemic era, but now, right, we live in a time of heightened financial strain, heightened emotions. Is this era that we're living in with pandemic an opportunity for the fraudsters?
It totally is, and the Federal Trade Commission is seeing an uptick in complaints. At first, it was, you know, here's some testing if you can't get access to it. Here's some cleaning supplies if you can't get access to those. And now it's going to be here's some vaccine if you can't get access to that. And people should really be on the lookout if they get solicited for those kinds of things from people they don't know or somebody they can't trace back to.
Peter Lichtenberg is director of the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much, David.
There are more tools at our Marketplace homepage, including a link to Dr. Lichtenberg's OlderAdultNestEgg.com self-assessment he mentioned. Also search Marketplace Brains and Losses for my special reports on age-related financial vulnerability. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.